Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, May 7th. Elon Musk has hinted that the next-generation Tesla Roadster will be delayed to at least 2022, and maybe even later. In a new interview with Joe Rogan, Musk listed several things that Tesla will need to do before making the new Roadster, and they include ramping up Model Y production, getting Gigafactory Berlin into production, expanding Gigafactory Shanghai, getting the Tesla semi-truck to production, and getting the Tesla Cybertruck into production. Several of those milestones are not expected to be achieved until late 2021, meaning that the new Tesla Roadster might not come until 2022. Musk also said, quote, "Everyone who has been waiting, they won't be sorry." Tesla is preparing for a potential early return to work at its Fremont factory, and at the same time will temporarily close its Gigafactory in Shanghai. According to a report in the San Francisco Chronicle, Tesla has called some employees back to work to prepare the production restarting. Quote, "The person said that only a handful of employees have returned to the factory floor for now to prepare, and that additional safety measures have been put into place at the factory to guard against coronavirus transmission." Now, the local police said that it might not defy the local shelter-in-place order so long as they are not producing cars. And while the Fremont factory is not operating, Tesla was relying on Gigafactory Shanghai to get some vehicles on the road. But now, Tesla China reportedly commented, quote, "Tesla said in a statement that its Shanghai factory is conducting normal maintenance work and that the company will make use of the Labor Day holiday to conduct production line adjustments. The holidays were from May 1st to 5th. Fiat Chrysler has been slow and hesitant about electric cars, but it appears that Oliver Francois, Fiat's brand president, is finally coming around to EVs. He explained why the demand for the new Fiat 500e, which is exclusively electric, could explode. In an interview with the UK's Auto Express, Francois said, quote, "This is not a plan B. It is not a current platform that we've tweaked to accommodate some batteries. It's all new. And this little car, once again, is totally relevant. This is our urban Tesla." Later he said, quote, "We know that demand for sure will explode because of the regulations in city centers." Now, the new Fiat 500e uses a 42 kilowatt hour pack to deliver an estimated 199 miles in a WLTP test cycle. The 500e will sell for around 32,000 euros or $35,500, although it's not clear yet if or when it will come to the United States. Skoda has mostly unveiled the production version of its first electric car, based on the Volkswagen MEB platform. The pictures show a camouflage-covered crossover, and the photos released today are the Skoda Enyaq iV. Details released by Skoda are as follows, quote, "The entry-level model is the Skoda Enyaq iV50. Its lithium-ion battery has a gross capacity of 55 kilowatt-hours, or net of 52 kilowatt-hours. The rear-mounted electric motor has an output of 109 kilowatts, offering a maximum range of up to 340 kilometers. The top-of-the-range model accelerates from 0 to 100 kilometers in just 6.2 seconds and has a top speed of 180 kilometers an hour. Now, the Enyaq iV also has a variety of motor and battery systems available, either a rear-wheel drive or a dual motor, and a 58 kilowatt-hour battery as well. It is expected to hit the European market in late 2020, and there's no official prices yet, but it is estimated to be around 40,000 euros or $43,000. Polestar, a Volvo brand, is set to announce the location of its 15 North American retail locations where it plans to deliver the new Polestar 2 EV. One location will be in New York City, and Electrek has learned that in addition to that, Los Angeles will be on the list, as well as two spots in the San Francisco Bay Area and three locations in Canada. Free deliveries will begin in September within around 100 miles of those locations. Outside of these areas, Polestar hasn't been entirely clear how those inland customers will take delivery. Audi developed an interesting all-in-one electric vehicle charging system with batteries built inside shipping containers, and it has a gullwing sort of door system. The doors open up on both sides of the container, providing a little shade, and allowing vehicles to plug in and utilize the energy stored in recycled batteries. Audi writes, quote, "Charging containers are each equipped with four used Audi e-tron battery systems that deliver their overall charging capacity of roughly 700 kilowatts at three charging terminals, each with an output of 150 kilowatts, and have a storage capacity of around 1 megawatt hour. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, in a letter to newspaper Le Monde, Business Green reports that more than 90 large France-headquartered multinationals have urged the French government to, quote, channel a large proportion of the financial resources earmarked for economic recovery into areas already identified as supporting ecological transition. A Swedish engineering and industrial design company, Modvion, has erected the first wooden wind turbine outside Gothenburg, Sweden. It was a pilot project for the Swedish Wind Technology Center and will be used for research purposes. Otto Lundman, CEO of Modvion AB, said, quote, "This is a major breakthrough that paves the way for the next generation of wind turbines. Laminated wood is stronger than steel at the same weight by building in modules. The wind turbine can be taller. By building in wood, we also reduce carbon dioxide emissions in manufacturing and instead store carbon dioxide in the design." French oil and gas company called Total has announced on Tuesday that it plans to reach its net zero on operations and products in Europe by 2050 or sooner. However, according to Reuters, its investors don't feel that's good enough. Quote, "A group of 11 shareholders led by a French fund manager, Mieschart, will present a resolution at Total's annual general meeting on May 29th to strengthen its commitment to achieve the goals set out in the Paris Climate Agreement." Now, the investors said that they want Total to expand its net zero emission target on its energy products to customers globally, not just for Europe, and called for a detailed plan of action. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Electrek has been following the story of Verge TS electric motorcycle since 2018, and now the Finnish motorcycle company is showing off their TS electric motorcycle in its final form ahead of the anticipated production. The roadster-style motorcycle is classic yet futuristic in its design, and an 80-kilowatt motor is encased inside of an open rear wheel with no hub or spokes in its center. Now, the vehicle is said to have a range of 300 kilometers or 180 miles, and a highway range of 200 kilometers or 120 miles. The Verge TS electric motorcycle is currently available for pre-order, where a €2,000 deposit will hold your place in line to pay the total cost of €24,990 or $26,950. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.